And you're very welcome along to the Friday Football Betting Show, streamed live every week on our social channels and Off the Ball across Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. Now, this show is for over 18 folks. Please gamble responsibly. Never gamble more than you can afford. I'm John Duggan, joined as always by our football experts here. We have Philip Egan, presenter of Premier League Live on Today FM, and Leon Blanche from Ball Sports. How are we doing, lads?
All good, yeah.
Doing good, John. Yeah, looking forward to a good weekend of football.
The Premier League action coming back this weekend, and we have, I think, Philip, five teams for four places for the Champions League. And that means, given what I'm seeing, that Manchester United, I think, already are too far back and they're not going to be a part of the conversation for it.
No, not with Jose Mourinho in charge. If they were to change, say they were to lose to Fulham tomorrow and they decided to change and...
When is the change going to happen? Because I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later, isn't it?
It needs to happen now. It should have happened weeks ago. They're going nowhere with Mourinho. Like, this is what happens. He doesn't turn it around. People say, oh, he could turn it around. Every so often you get the old freak result. He's like a boxer on the ropes that just lands a big punch every so often. And that was away to Juventus. Now, they play Liverpool next weekend. Wouldn't surprise you if they got something out of Liverpool. They seem to be able to rise for games against the bigger clubs. But you can see them struggling against Fulham tomorrow. I just don't see where it's going. But the problem is, you get rid of Mourinho, you get a new manager in. It doesn't solve the problem. And that's at the top. Ed Woodward.
Yeah, I also think as well, John, if you keep him for the month of December and he goes into the January transfer window, you're almost sacrificing Champions League football by keeping him there. If you make the call now and get someone in, they might have a couple of weeks to look at the squad and identify who they'd like in January. So it's a big, big gamble Manchester United are playing right now, keeping Mourinho. You definitely, as a fan, you'd want them out of there. Because the players are just not playing for him.
It's just miserable. Everyone looks sad. Mourinho looks sad. The players look sad. The fans look sad. He's brainwashing them. He's convincing them, oh yeah, 2-2 against Arsenal wasn't bad. They're eighth. They're 18 points behind Manchester City. They finished 19 behind them last season. We're in the first week of December and they're already 18 behind. They're 16 behind Liverpool. They're two rivals. Their neighbours and their biggest rivals in terms of the team they hate the most are streets ahead of them in quality and points. And some, it just seems bizarre that United fans just don't seem to care anymore because the fight has been knocked out of them.
And even a man like Zidane, the rumours are that he would take it. Imagine him just coming into that training ground or that dressing room and what that would do for the players, first of all, but for the entire club. It would give them a massive lift. And you would... Man United have got one of the best squads in the league, John. Let's not forget this. They should not be in eighth place with the quality and calibre of talent he has at his disposal. He's just not doing a good job.
Would Zidane, as Leon's saying there, Philip, improve the players?
Absolutely. Even if Mourinho walked out the door, even if they'd no manager, I think the team would improve because they'd all be thinking, well, thank God he's gone. Now we can actually enjoy ourselves again.
Yeah.
Leon... During the week, we had, I think for the only the second time, the first time in 8 years, we had all teams scoring in the Premier League, all 20 teams scoring. And you had one lucky punter who capitalised on that.
They did. They placed a fiver bet, John, and they had correctly predicted that all 10 Premier League games, both teams would score. And they got themselves €6,500 profit. So a fantastic return for a small sum. And that's what we're all looking for. Bet small and try and hit the jackpot. And this lucky customer did. But it was the first time actually in 10 years that all 20 of the Premier League teams actually scored in the one set of fixtures. So fair play to that lucky customer.
Now, folks, get in touch on our social channels, on Off the Ball, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, with your predictions for the Premier League this weekend. Are you spotting anything beautiful in the markets that you want to share with us? Of course, we'll have our own bets before the end of the show. But Leon, we're going to go through the offers of the week with Ball Sports now on the Premier League action. Let's start off with Liverpool against Bournemouth, 12:30 tomorrow, kick off at the Vitality Stadium. And we have Mo Salah here. To score first was 7-2, now 5-1.
Yeah, it's a big enhancement. Salah came off the bench. Obviously, Jurgen Klopp rotated his entire squad. I think he made 7 changes for the victory against Burnley. Salah came on and assisted the final goal that really put the nail in the coffin when he gave a lovely ball to Shaqiri. He'll start tomorrow, I'm sure, having been rested. And any time you get Mo Salah, John, at 5-1 to open the scoring, it's a decent offer.
Now, we've got a treble offer as well here on the Friday Football Betting Show with thanks to Ball Sports. Arsenal, Manchester City, and Tottenham to win. Arsenal playing Huddersfield, City going to Chelsea, Spurs travelling to Leicester. All tomorrow was 7-2, now 5-1.
Yeah, that's a more tricky treble, to be fair. You know, you've got Spurs going away to Leicester. You've got City going away to Chelsea. And of course, Chelsea have to get back and get something from that game because they are obviously chasing top four. Disappointing result, losing 2-1 against Wolves. Little bit harshly treated. I felt they should have got a penalty when they were winning 1-0. And then the result could have been entirely different. But again, you're getting 1.5 points extra, 5-1 for the treble.
And we have Chelsea against Manchester City, 5:30 kickoff at Stamford Bridge tomorrow. City to win and both teams to score was 9-4, now 5-1, Leon.
Well, this is a very, very decent enhancement. It goes to 3-1. But looking at it, John, I think both teams will score. I think Chelsea will know that they have to attack Manchester City. It's the only way to beat them. It's the only way to get anything against City. And I just saw, not nerves, but I saw when Watford got a goal back against City during the week. Not saying they were entirely hanging on by their coattails, but they did try and see that game out. The Jesus substitution said it all for me. He walked an awful long way to come off that pitch and just to run down the clock a little. So look, City-Chelsea, really looking forward to that game Saturday evening.
Explain this offer you have with Ball Sports, €10 offtheball.com/ballsports to €50.
Yeah, look, it's very simple, John. For new customers, you bet €10 and you get €50 worth of free bets. So bet 10, get 50 quid worth of free bets, offtheball.com/ballsports.
Now, Leon Blanche is the only person here wearing a crown, a mythical, metaphorical crown on his forehead, because he's the only one of us chumps to have a winner last weekend. Let's go through what we had. Leon Blanche, Crystal Palace to win, Leicester to win, and Liverpool to win, just under 4-1, 15-4. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Leon Blanche, you're paying for Christmas.
Yeah, look, it went well, John, last week. That's two out of the last three I've actually clicked. And I was just saying to both you and Phil off air, I've started to back them. So the last three times, I've backed the three of them and I've got two winners. So I'm in profit and I'm going to continue to back my selections.
You heard it here first on the Friday Football Betting Show. Now, unfortunately, the law of averages is something I do believe in betting. I do believe it does actually happen that, I think it's called the Martingale system, where you do, if you went into a roulette wheel, I'm digressing here, but if you went into a casino and you backed roulette and you backed black every time, now, there's no guarantee for the first 25 times the black, but if you keep on increasing your stake. Anyway, I've always been backing Spurs recently for draws, although I did tip them to beat Chelsea. But I did tip Spurs against Arsenal to be a draw. That did not happen. That was a loser last week. No joy for there. Stephen Doyle said Newcastle would win in his double. They lost. So better luck with Stephen Doyle's selection the next time. He also had Burnley to win in a double chance draw, but Burnley lost to Crystal Palace. So Leon predicting Crystal Palace, Stephen predicting Burnley. And Kevin Kilbane is as cold as the Antarctic. he is freezing. He'd be in a block of ice if we saw him in the office. He had Man City to win, United to win, and Liverpool to win in his treble. But of course, we saw Mark Hughes losing a job after he scored two goals against Man United, but it wasn't enough to save him from his job. But that was a loser for Kevin. So hopefully more than one of us, Leon will keep on his winning streak, but hopefully more than one of us, one of the four of us, because Stephen will have a bet as well. We'll have a winner on the Friday Football Betting Show this week.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/boylesports.
John Duggan with you here, and remember to get your betting predictions in on our social channels, Off the Ball on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter. Are you spotting anything beautiful in the markets this week? Maybe something idiosyncratic that you like. There's always something that we can spot. It doesn't always have to be all about match odds. But let's preview the games and go through the match odds and go through what we're seeing in the markets this week on the Premier League action. First of all, the big game of the weekend, it's Chelsea against Manchester City, with Ball Sports City 11-10 on. Chelsea 14-5, the draw 13-5. Phil, the way I'm looking at this, City might go through the season unbeaten. Is that possible?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. And the key to it is they just never go behind once this season. 12 minutes is all they've trailed, and that was against Wolves. And that goal was dodgy enough. It was a handball, and you could say it was offside. So the key is to try and get ahead of them. Easier said than done. Chelsea need to start fast, but once City go one in front, they just have the players that can just pick you off. And they're doing this, by the way, without De Bruyne. Aguero looks like he's going to miss tomorrow. The only worry is Gabriel Jesus, he's 21 now. When he arrived, he looked like
Poor World Cup.
Yeah, I thought he was very poor in the World Cup. Lucky to hold on to his place. I mean, a lot of people would have thought Firmino should have started ahead of him. But he just doesn't really have that killer instinct in front of goal at the moment. We see it, though. He is only 21. He scores a couple of goals. Confidence to get up. You would have seen him at Anfield. He was actually very good when he came on for City that day. But is he good enough to lead the line in a team that's going to win a Premier League title? I'm not sure. And we 2 years ago, we thought not only was he good enough to do it, they were talking of Aguero leaving, but they need Aguero. If he's not playing tomorrow, that's a massive boost for Chelsea. But you just think the way City take care of the ball, that they'll be able to create enough chances to win tomorrow.
Now, Leon, City, Leroy Sané has scored 6 out of 8 goals in 8 Premier League starts this season. So, 8 starts, 6 goals. He's definitely one to watch out for in the goal scorer market.
Phenomenal return, John. And like, here's a young guy who has as much talent as you want as a footballer, and he's really knuckled down. And I've been very impressed with his attitude. I think he's completely turned his attitude around because Guardiola told him to, and he listened. Because he wasn't even getting in the squad.
Well, he also wasn't in the Germany squad for the World Cup, and maybe that
helped. Certainly, but I think when you look at the likes of Sané, Sterling, Mahrez, David Silva, Bernardo Silva, I agree with Phil's point. I don't think Jesus is the man to lead the line. But when you've got all that supporting cast behind the number 9, whoever they pick up front, if Aguero is not playing, it is a huge boost to Chelsea. But I think with City, you've got to go at them. And Phil's point, when you fall behind against Manchester City, it's no good. Because they have the players, they're one of the most exciting counter-attacking teams that you will ever watch. If you push up and leave gaps, if you're chasing the game, it plays right into Manchester City's hands. But I have a feeling here, the draw has been backed, by the way. The draw is the one market in this game at the moment where we're seeing money.
It was 13-5 when I was doing this.
It's just been clipped into 5-2, John, and there is more money coming for it. I wouldn't be surprised at all if we see the draw go off around 9-4 or even 21-10. That's where most people are viewing this game at the moment. They see Chelsea probably getting something because they're at home, but not being good enough to go and beat Man City. I think with Giroud or with Morata, Chelsea are also struggling for a clear-cut number 9 who's a pure goal scorer. But when you've got the likes of Eden Hazard on his day, he's unplayable, and Chelsea fans will be hoping he delivers tomorrow evening.
Now, that was a blip during the week, Phil, but Sarri hasn't lost a game, consecutive games, in over two years, since it was in Serie A. Can they bounce back and trouble City tomorrow, do you think? Do they have it in the armoury to do so?
They certainly do. They obviously left Jorginho out for the Wolves game. And like Leon touched on earlier, they should have got a penalty at 1-0. Morata was clearly taken out of it by Willy Bolly, but the referee didn't give a penalty. So they were unlucky there. Fabregas played in that role. He still won't play Kante in a deep line role, which I understand he wants his deepest midfielder to be a playmaker. So maybe tomorrow is a day that we'll see the best of Kante in terms of he's a bit further forward and he's trying to pick off any mistakes that Manchester City make. Hazard, we talked about Hazard couldn't keep this run going. He hasn't scored a Premier League goal since the 7th of October in that 3-0 win at Southampton. Giroud doesn't score goals, but Hazard plays better when Giroud is in the team. You saw France win a World Cup with Giroud in their team. He doesn't necessarily have to score goals, but he's a focal point. And what Watford did the other night that was pretty impressive was they were physical with City at the back, and I don't think Vincent Kompany is going to start. So if you're looking at John Stones and Laporte as your centre halves, Giroud can certainly give them a few problems in terms of physicality. I actually think a draw.
Call it?
Draw.
Okay, folks, so we have Liverpool against Bournemouth tomorrow. That's the 12:30 start at the Vitality Stadium. The Boyle Sports odds for this one are, in terms of match odds, Liverpool 10-6 on, Bournemouth 4-1, the draw 16-5. I was looking through the stats in this game, folks, and Firmino has been involved in 5 goals in his last 5 Premier League appearances against Bournemouth, and Callum Wilson has scored 8 goals in 15 Premier League matches this season. So Leon Blanc, surely you should be looking at them in the goal scorer markets.
Yeah, I think Callum Wilson, he was exceptional again the other night when Bournemouth won. He scored one, he assisted one. Frazier done the exact same thing. He assisted Wilson and he got on the score sheet himself. This is a very tricky game, John. And an early kickoff, Liverpool will probably make their way down to the South Coast tonight to get ready for this game. I think the injury to Joe Gomez is absolutely crucial to Liverpool. not maybe so much for tomorrow's early kickoff, but when you look at the games that are forthcoming, Napoli, they've got City early January, they've got Man United, they've got Arsenal, they've got some big, big matches, and missing Gomez, I think, will be a serious blow. However, Liverpool are just getting into this groove of just winning matches. And I was very worried as a fan, first of all, the other night when I saw how many changes he made. Like, when you think about Origi and Sturridge starting up front, it doesn't fill you with confidence. But they got the job done. They even fell behind and they still got the job done. And Firmino scored with his first touch when he came off the bench. He's a player at the minute who's adapting to a new role within the team. He's not playing up front. He's kind of in that number 10 role. I don't know whether it suits him entirely. I don't know whether I'd like to see him as the 9 and Shaqiri as the 10, with Salah going back out on the wing. But they are getting the job done. It's a chance for Matip or Lovren to come in and stake their claim. Are they as good as Joe Gomez? No. But can they do a job? Hopefully. I just see Liverpool getting over the line again, but I do think both teams will score. So Liverpool to win.
Is there
both
a price for that,
score.
Leon?
I'd say, well, Liverpool are 4-7. I'd say you're probably looking at about 5-2, maybe 11-4. Not a huge price.
Okay, Philip, 39 points, Liverpool. And I remember a couple of years ago, they went to Bournemouth and lost 4-3, and it was a crazy finish.
Lauros Karius, yeah. That's why they lost that Karius.
But how much have things improved since then?
Well, what they can do is they can make 7 changes like they did the other night, and Klopp can hold Salah and Firmino in reserve. They basically think, do you know what, we'll see how we get on for the first hour. We're good enough that we won't concede. They did concede. Now, that goal could have been ruled out, but it sparked them into life. They weren't behind for long anyway. But the difference, Van Dijk is just the game changer for them. Alisson makes saves. Like, Karius doesn't save. Karius has been so bad even since he's gone to Besiktas. They want to return him. It's, you know, it's Christmas time. If you're buying presents for someone, you usually give them a gift receipt as well. I hope Besiktas have theirs, because he's been hopeless for them and they want to get rid of him. And just the difference that if you're playing in that Liverpool back four and you have a guy behind you who, you know, if someone takes a shot from 20 yards out, he'll actually save it. His distribution, obviously, he sets up the third goal. Wasn't contentious to say, right, let's fall on the ball here and see this out 2-1. He saw Sturridge and Salah. He said, right, let's get them away and we'll try and finish the game. He's been a massive difference. Van Dijk, it's interesting, what I've noticed the last few weeks is when Liverpool get corners, the opposition defenders are blocking him, and they're also doing it. Burnley did it, especially in the second half, where any corners that come in, they have someone blocking him, because what usually happens is he gets his head to everything. Be interesting to see, will Bournemouth try and do something similar? Now, Bournemouth are going to have chances, but they were actually really poor against Huddersfield the other night. Eddie Howe said, for a change, we actually won a game without playing well. If they don't play well tomorrow, they'll be beaten.
Call it.
I think Liverpool will win.
Call it,
yeah,
Leon.
Liverpool to win. Both teams to score is 2-1.
2-1. You heard it here first from Leon Blanche on the Friday Football Betting Show. We've got a comment in here from Davin Finnerty on Facebook, going with the first goal scorer treble, Aubameyang, who is really on fire at the moment, Salah and Sané. So thanks for getting in touch, Davin. We'll give you a €50 bet with thanks to All Sports. Terms and conditions apply. What else do you see, folks, out there? Get in touch with us on our social channels, Off the Ball on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter. Let's go into the Manchester United game against Fulham tomorrow. 3 o'clock start at Old Trafford. We were talking about it a bit earlier on, but let's check the match odds at Ball Sports. They are United 3-1 on Fulham, 15-2. The draw is 4-1. You're talking about Jose Mourinho, Phil. Looking for his 50th Premier League win in his 92nd game. Whereas when Chelsea, the first time around, he got to 50 wins in 63 games. I think that's pretty indicative of Jose Mourinho. So are they going to win tomorrow? And is this just a ticking plaster?
I can see them winning, but it won't be very inspiring.
Is there a danger for United? It could be like the Crystal Palace game when they were held.
Could well. Yeah. It goes back to what I was saying earlier, that they seem to be able to raise their game for bigger teams, because I think the players know that they have to be beating these teams. Also, as well, if they're like, you can imagine Ranieri's going to go and probably play very defensively. Like, he's had 3 games in, and you can see already he's picking the same back four. That was Jukanovic, what was chopping and changing. And actually, that's Mourinho. No manager has made more changes to his starting 11 this season than Mourinho, 46. So it's a case of fans turning up to Old Trafford. They don't know what United team is going to be picked. They don't know what United team is going to show up in terms of form. So it's very hard to pick United. If you're putting United into an accumulator, they can let you down because they can fire blanks.
Would you advise people not to put it into accumulator, Leon?
I certainly wouldn't be backing them straight, John. And there's probably better 1-3 shots out there than Man United at home.
Are they LA?
They probably are LA, yes, because, you know, you're looking at the Palace game, you're looking at the Southampton game, and you're looking at large parts of the Arsenal game too. They just, there's no spirit. They it's like as if they're almost just playing because they have to play. And they're not playing for their manager, but they should be playing for the bloody pride of the jersey. They're getting paid enough. There's a lot of people paying hard-earned money to go and watch it. So start performing for yourself first and then even for your fans. It doesn't matter if you're not playing for your manager. Have a bit of pride in yourself. Now, they should beat Fulham and they probably will, but I certainly wouldn't be backing Man United 1-3 in any type of football match.
That's a good point as well, Leon, that people actually are going over in the morning. Like, I mean,
not as many, though.
Not as many?
No, no. Like, the tickets are certainly, it's getting a lot easier to get tickets for United games. They're always going to have big crowds at Old Trafford.
Well, because it's worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, people coming from around the world.
But how many people, especially Irish fans that have been following United, would probably think, do you know what? I think I'll hold on to my money because...
Especially with Christmas coming up.
Yeah, and they might think, well, we'll have Champions League in the new year.
And we may have a new manager.
Might have a new manager and there might be a bit more buzz about it.
Okay, let's look at the remaining odds for the weekend matches. We've got North London clubs, of course, involved, Arsenal and Tottenham. Let's start with the 3 o'clock games tomorrow. Arsenal against Huddersfield. Arsenal 7-2 on Huddersfield, 10-1 with Bold Sports. The draw 5-1. Burnley versus Brighton. Burnley 19-10. Brighton 13-8. The draw is 19-10. Cardiff against Southampton. Cardiff 9-5. Dolly Parton. Southampton 8-5. The draw is 21-10. West Ham against Crystal Palace. West Ham 6-5. Palace 9-4. The draw is 23-10. At 7:45 tomorrow, strange time, but it is getting close to Christmas. Leicester hosting Spurs. Spurs even money. Leicester are 14-5. The draw is 12-5. Sunday, Newcastle against Wolves at 4 St James's Park. Newcastle 19-10. Wolves 8-5. The draw 2-1. And on Monday night at 8 o'clock, Everton hosting Watford. The Toffees 4-3 on. Watford 7-2. The draw is 13-5. Philip Egan, we saw great North London derby last week. Would you expect both teams to win?
Yeah, and Spurs are actually a great price to win because we don't know if Jamie Vardy is going to play. He obviously has done some damage against Spurs in recent seasons, but if he's not playing, then Spurs have fancied their chances of winning that one. Arsenal are going to beat Huddersfield. They had their chance last week. I felt missed opportunity against Brighton, but Arsenal will continue that unbeaten run. It's got one of those, you know, 2 or 3 nil. I wonder, can they actually be leading a game at halftime?
Well, just on that, and Phillips just mentioned that, they've scored the most second half goals in the competition, 25, Leon, and now 20 games unbeaten in all competitions. But if you're an in-running punter, knowing these stats, knowing that Arsenal finish game as well is important, like if they go behind or if it's goalless at halftime, to keep the faith.
Absolutely. And it's a crucial point. You look at their second half goals and you look at their performances in the second half. They really finish games very strongly indeed. And you wouldn't be surprised, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Huddersfield will go there and try and keep it as tight as they possibly can. Like Arsenal are fours on at the minute. So if it's nil all, they won't be a huge price at halftime, but if you're an odds on favourite backer, you will watch this game, you'll watch how it's going, and if Arsenal are not winning at halftime, you'd be very confident that they can get the job done in second half. Aubameyang is only 2-1 to score the first goal.
Lacazette, first goal.
Lacazette is only 3-1.
That is skinny.
It's very tight. You wouldn't be advising anyone to take those.
How does he take it though?
He is. So look, I suppose you're looking at the form. He was very unlucky not to score at Old Trafford as well. A couple of good saves by De Gea. I fully expect Arsenal to win. I think there'll be goals in this game. Maybe if you're looking for it, definitely over 2.5, maybe take a chance. I think over 3.5 is around about 6-4. I think there'll be a lot of goals in this game. Huddersfield can't keep clean sheets and Arsenal play very attractive football.
Harry Kane has scored 13 goals and 11 appearances against Leicester City. So once again, Leon, you need to know these things before you size up a market.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, John, this is what you should be doing before you place any type of bet. The stats are out there for everybody to go and have a look at. And certain players have tremendous records against different clubs. And there's no coincidence that they keep scoring against them. So look, Harry Kane at the moment anyway, he's just on fire. He'll play every game. You're guaranteed of that. He is their main striker. They do create chances. So the probability of him scoring against Leicester is very real indeed. And if you're a first goal scorer, better, which I am, I like to do two or three in a double or a treble per week. I nearly always put Kane in for first goal scorer if I fancy Spurs.
Philip, which teams, without giving your bet away, are trending in the right direction? Which teams are trending in the wrong direction?
Cardiff are going well. That's an interesting one because obviously we'll be getting our first look at Southampton under Ralph Hasenhüttl. So I can imagine Neil Warnock now telling his players, we'll show them what England's like, even though Cardiff is in Wales. We'll show them what the English game is all about with our Welsh club. But I think Southampton have actually done the right thing, and maybe this is the kind of manager that will get their identity back, because Mark Hughes, they were going down the route of Swansea. That's what I felt with Southampton.
Is this guy good? Do you know much about him?
He had good records with Leipzig and Ingolstadt, but he is going to play a very similar kind of Klopp game where it's all about pressing, and not just, like, people think pressing, you know, sure, Ireland did that under Jack Charlton. No, there's complex ways that they press, and I wonder how long it'll take them to implement it. But certainly if you're in that Southampton team, prepare to run, because that's what he's going to demand.
Any money you're noticing going anywhere in other markets, Leon?
There has been a bit of support, John, for Burnley. And I suppose if you look at their performance against Liverpool, it was more like it. It was more like Sean
Dyche. It would want to be.
It would want to be.
They're in free fall.
They are in free fall. And I think he made a very good point after the game. He said, it's great that we got up against one of the big boys. He said, now we've got to bring that level of performance against some of the teams who are in and around us, and we need to start picking up points. They've just come under 2-1, so they have been back to beat Brighton at home. Burnley are at home. And I think Duffy is a huge loss for Brighton at the central defence. So I can see why people are backing Burnley. And I also really like West Ham at home. They're bidding to win their third game in a row for God knows how long. But it's a massive opportunity for them at home against Palace. Palace were absolutely dreadful against Brighton. I don't know what went on, because they were very good at last weekend to actually get that home win. So I like West Ham, and I think they're going towards even money. I think they're around about the 6-5 mark at the moment. So West Ham for me.
Okay, so Emmanuel Pellegrini obviously is getting into grips with West Ham. But let's get into putting you out of your misery with this week's bets from our expert panel. Sometimes it's more expert than others, depending on how lucky we are during the week. But let's get to it. Leon Blanche, giving you one last week. You get the honour. It's like the golf, isn't it? You're on the tee. You get the tee off first. So you're going for a treble, Leon. Manchester United to win, Arsenal to win, and Tottenham to win, coming at odds of 7-2.
Yeah, look, I think Arsenal will win at home. I think Man United will definitely just get over the line against Fulham. And look, the only one that I felt was a little bit tricky was Spurs away against Leicester. But backing up what Phil said earlier, if Vardy doesn't play, it's a huge plus for Spurs. But I even think if he does play, I think Spurs have got enough in their locker. Their bench looks better. There's players that can come on and help change a game. And I think Spurs will win. So yeah, going for my treble.
Stephen Doyle from 98FM is usually in the studio. He's not actually here today, but he's got West Ham to win against Crystal Palace and over 1.5 goals at 9-5. So that's Stephen's bet this week. Philip Egan, you've picked West Ham to win as well.
Yeah.
And Burnley to win.
I am all about the clarets.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Leon actually touched on it there.
You're drinking claret.
Yeah, but like Burnley, obviously, I watched the Burnley-Liverpool game in full the other night, and they were good. Like, they were the old Burnley getting stuck in. Shane Duffy will be a loss. Glenn Murray looks like he's out as well. Brighton tend to be pretty poor away from home. And I've gone for West Ham. Even though Arnautovic is out, Palace just... Zaha and Townsend, they're two wingers playing up front. Some days they'll be good. Like, Townsend scored a great goal against Burnley last week, but that's probably his quota used up. There's a problem at the Palace training ground with mice, so maybe they haven't been training properly. And I think West Ham are just coming into form. Hernandez playing well. Robert Snodgrass, who was signed after they got rid of Dimitri Payet.
He's a journeyman, isn't he?
Yeah, but on his day he can be quite good. And I think people obviously judged him because he was Payet's replacement, but he was never a replacement for Payet. Chalk and cheese there. But yeah, I just have a feeling Burnley and West Ham are going to do the job for me this week.
And that comes out at a price of 6-1 for Philip Egan, Burnley and West Ham. Kevin Kilbane has gone for Burnley to win as well. And as you put the kiss of death in you, Phil, and Manchester City to beat Chelsea. That comes out at 5-1 for Kevin Kilbane, Burnley and Manchester City to win. Surely Kevin Kilbane, surely through some kind of law of football or averages or science or luck or whatever, that you'll have actual winner. And I'm the last one to give my bet this week. And it is for West Ham to beat Crystal Palace. Keep it simple, folks. No accumes. I'm not an accumed person. Everybody, each to their own. 6-5. It's an absolute banker. It's an absolute steal. Going to Newcastle winning. They're on a run. I think Palace, as Leon said, were poor away from home. And I think at 6-5, I think at odds against, they should be probably an odds on shot. And I think Leon is right that they'll probably go towards even money, and the money is coming for them, I think, more than any other market. So that's it for the Friday Football Betting Show. Lads, thanks.
Thank you. Good
enjoy your weekend's football. We'll be back, of course, next week at 12:30 to look ahead to Liverpool against Manchester United and all the Premier League action. Please, folks, gamble responsibly. Don't gamble more than you can afford. Have a bit of fun, but don't lose your shirt. And we'll be back next Friday. Until then, bye-bye.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/boylesports.